You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka the Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show. Well, hey, y'all. Before we get into today's episode about vaping and quitting vaping, which I feel I just have an inkling that a lot of you sexy bitches out there have a vape. So if you clicked on this episode, this one might be the pivotal point where you decide to just soak in this knowledge and do as you will with it. But before we get into it, I just wanted to say thank you. So much gratitude to those who reached out and just checked on me after last week's episode. Probably the most vulnerable episode I've put out. And I just had so much anxiety the next day, just stressing how other people would digest that information about my dogs and just the fighting that was going on with Sasha and Disco. I did want to kind of add, if you did listen to that episode, I know Sasha is kind of the villain in the story, but she, now that Disco's in a happy home, Sasha is, she's kind of like more layers of her are showing, and I feel it makes me like there are moments in the day where I feel good that I gave her a second chance because she deserved one just as much as Disco did. So her being in a non-reactive environment now has been a blessing for me to just learn how to love her again. And I just wanted to add that because Sasha is still so loved. And when we had Disco in the first place, we wanted to foster out. We already had three dogs, and Leo was very fresh. He was a new addition, so adding another was just a little crazy at the time. So I tried to trick my mind into thinking, you know, she came in as a potential foster. Yeah, it was a foster fail because we wanted to keep her, but she ended up being in a happy home. So sometimes you have to self-therapy yourself into a new concept of what happened of the past in order to push forward. So I just wanted to add that. And let's get into this episode. But thank you to everyone who reached out. It has tremendously helped my healing knowing that some of you have gone through similar things, know people who have, or have just wished me well, because that was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life. And I felt like a disservice to you guys that I couldn't tell you what I learned from it. So that is that. Okay, so last month when I went to Texas, I was also celebrating my year without vaping. You know, I'm not perfect. I've hit a cigarette or two, you know, out at a party. It's definitely difficult when you're trying not to drink to not vape. I suggest doing one at a time. But I was really, really proud of myself. I had no idea that I would be someone that had to wean myself off. I remember the employee who shared her Elf Bar with me one day. I remember her telling me, please don't do it. I got my ex-boyfriend hooked on it. He's still mad at me about it. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. I can control myself. But wow, what a little crutch. What a little pacifier them things are. Boy. And, you know, I wrote this script up on how to help you know, get off this shit. But I forgot to include why vaping is so bad, because I think there's this common misconception that it's better than cigarettes, but I'm kind of torn. I'm not sure which is the worser of an evil, because besides the nicotine, e-cigarettes have the battery, which is insane. I know we've all heard those horror stories of the batteries exploding. You know, you should never have them like under your pillow or anything. But there are these ultrafine particles that can be inhaled deep into the lungs from vapes, from the flavorants such as diacetyl. And it's a chemical link to serious lung disease. And there's just a lot of volatile compounds in vapes. I'm just looking up some risks right now. And, you know, even though you think it's easing your anxiety, it's actually raising your blood pressure and raising your heart rate when you smoke these vapes. So it might feel good in the moment, but typically anything that feels good in the moment has a bad long-term effect. Oh, hello, Leo. He's coming to join us. So what else? Some adverse effects. We have, you know, the heart, the chest pain. It can hurt your stomach, vomiting, nausea. It can affect your eyes, blurry vision. Let's see what else we can find right here. I just know that something about inhaling that battery, like my intuition is telling me it's no good. And I feel like there's not enough studies, because I feel like we are the lab rats, are, you know, this generation that endorses vaping. And I feel like you're hitting it even more because it's so accessible, because you can do it indoors typically without getting in trouble. But let's see, this says, are e-cigarettes less harmful than regular cigarettes? Yes, but it doesn't mean they're safe. E-cigarette aerosol generally contains fewer toxic chemicals than regular cigarettes. But the thing is, like, I feel like the juice isn't that regulated, you know, that is in these bars. Let's see. Chronic use of, I think Juul was the one that had major lawsuits. There's a documentary about Juul, J-U-U-L. You guys, if you want to watch that, sometimes a good old documentary will help you cold turkey something. Lung injuries, respiratory problems, lots of things. Popcorn lung, increased cardiovascular risks, and even death. And a lot of you maybe listening don't have kids. And I think when you do have kids, you start to realize, oh, I need to take care of my health for them so I can stick around longer. So I feel like if you kind of handle the shit now, in the long term, you'll be so much happier. So I want to talk about phase one, which is the awakening, which hopefully you're having right now. Think about the morning starts, the light seeps through the curtains, and you find yourself in this same familiar routine. You know, you're reaching for your vape pen before even getting out of bed. You got your phone in one hand, your vape in the other, but all of a sudden, today feels different, and there's a subtle sense of unease lingering in the air. Perhaps a whisper of doubt that you just can't shake off. And as you take that first hit, a wave of realization washes over you. This isn't just a harmless habit anymore. It's actually a crutch, a dependency that you can no longer ignore. Maybe you feel guilt and shame for this. You glance at the clock and realize with a sinking feeling that you've been vaping far longer than you care to admit. And with a heavy heart, you make that decision. You gotta figure out how to shake this bad habit. So phase two is facing the addiction. Because quitting vaping is easier said than done. And a lot of people quit cold turkey. But sometimes that can be dangerous, especially if you've been doing this for years. A doctor might suggest that you wean yourself off. So as the day progresses, you find yourself grappling with intense cravings, each one more relentless than the last. And it's as if your body is rebelling against this sudden wanting to stop. It honestly demands its fix of nicotine. So refusing to give in is, God, that's some mind control that you gotta somehow dig deep and find. I think educating yourself with the effects about the vaping that's so negative towards your health can help you not refuse to give in. But the more you'll learn with me today, the more I hope you become convinced that this is the right decision for you. I reach out to my friends who've successfully quit vaping, and I seek their advice and support all the time. There are so many stories, even from you guys, that inspired me before I quit vaping, and it showed me that it's possible to break free from this addiction. And so, with my encouragement today, I hope these words echo in your ears, and we'll just go through this one step at a time. 10 seconds is on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your subscriber count, maybe his you know what. Well, how about businesses on Shopify? When I started podcasting, an online store was the farthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my ebooks, merchandise, and audiobooks for my listeners, and it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million order stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. When I utilized Shopify's App Store, I realized I could make my product fulfillment so much easier. Instead of manually emailing my customers their e-purchases, I could simply install an app that would automatically fulfill their orders, and it was free. Now I have an automation in place that requests their feedback after the purchase is delivered so I can continue to grow as an author and educator. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control of your business and take it to the next level. Their marketing features make my holiday email campaigns a breeze. I no longer have to outsource so many tasks because Shopify helps me automate them. And when you're a business owner, every expense counts. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/slutchpreneur, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/slutchpreneur now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/slutchpreneur. Also in the episode description. So phase three, finding support in science-backed ways to break free. Quitting vaping is a journey best traveled with companions by your side. I join online support groups filled with individuals who understand the struggles I'm facing. And together, we can share our experiences, offer words of encouragement, and celebrate each other's victories, no matter how small they seem. So I encourage you, find some groups on Facebook. This can really help if there are any physical people in your life that can relate to you. So let's talk about behavioral support and counseling, because numerous studies have shown that behavioral support, such as counseling sessions or therapy, significantly improve the success rates of quitting vaping. You kind of have someone to hold yourself accountable. And behavioral interventions help individuals identify triggers, develop coping strategies, and modify their habits effectively. A study published in the Journal of Addiction found that combining behavioral support with pharmacotherapy increased quit rates compared to pharmacotherapy alone. Now, nicotine replacement therapy, it's called NRT. There are nicotine patches, gum, lozenges, or inhalers, and this can help reduce the withdrawal symptoms and cravings associated with quitting vaping. research published in the Cochrane database of systematic reviews suggests that NRT is effective in increasing long-term smoking cessation rates. While most studies have focused on traditional cigarette smoking, the principles apply to nicotine vaping as well. There also are medications if NRT just isn't working for you. There's Zyban, Chantix. They've been shown to be effective in quitting smoking. And there's also emerging evidence that this helps support their use in quitting vaping. Now, these medications work by reducing cravings and withdrawal symptoms. A meta-analysis published in JAMA Internal Medicine found that both of these medications were associated with increased smoking cessation rates compared to the placebo effect. Now, I wanted to add in here that I believe fidget therapy, I came up with that, can really help you quit vaping. Sometimes, even if you've gotten through the nicotine withdrawals, it's not having something in your hand that is a struggle without you even knowing it. It's when you're sitting on the couch or when you're driving, these triggers happen. So replace that pacifier, I know this sounds silly, but with a fidget spinner. That was a lifesaver for me. Lollipops are really great. Get some gum. I did find I was chewing so much gum the first month that I was getting like mouth ulcers. So make sure you find some sugar-free gum or some gum that isn't too harmful in large quantities. But I ended up just going to the dollar store and getting so much candy because I said, I'm going to replace this nicotine addiction with sugar. And even if it's bad in the short term, it'll be better in the long run. But find something that you can keep your hands moving and fidgeting with for that placebo effect. You can really trick your brain. Trust me, this is what helped me when I quit cold turkey. And there are companies that create battery-free and nicotine-free vapes. It's basically like flavored air. Fume is a company I endorse. It's FUM. It is a little bit pricey for the device, but it looks and feels like a vape. It's heavy. It clicks in there. Mint flavor. It's like a piece of organic, like styrofoam, almost looks like the insert, really gives you that cold sensation in your throat. They do have some other really interesting flavors, but that was the only one that helped me. I would take it on vacation or if I was going to parties because it really helped me until I didn't even think about it at all. So check out that brand, Fume. There's also other brands, I believe, that have similar like disposables that help with that, giving you that placebo effect. And then there's gradual reduction. If you can gradually reduce the nicotine intake over time, it can be an effective strategy for quitting vaping. A study published in JAMA Network Open found that individuals who gradually reduced their nicotine concentration in e-cigarettes over 12 weeks were more likely to abstain from vaping compared to those who just quit abruptly. So this approach allows the body to adjust gradually to lower levels of nicotine, making the transition easier. And last but not least, peer and social support. Seeking support from your peers, friends, family, or support groups can significantly enhance the success of quitting vaping. A study published in Addiction Science and Clinical Practice found that social support plays a crucial role in smoking cessation success. Connecting with others who are trying to quit vaping provides encouragement, accountability, a sense of solidarity, which can help individuals stay motivated and committed to their quit journey. If you ain't going to quit for you, quit for someone else. You know, if that's your motivation, let it be. But these evidence-backed strategies offer a comprehensive approach to quitting nicotine vaping successfully. So combine these strategies. I encourage you, tailored to your individual needs and preferences, and let's increase the likelihood of long-term success in achieving a vape-free lifestyle, baby. But in the real world, I confide in my closest friends and family members, and their support helps me navigate these challenges. Whew. It is their unwavering belief in me that serves as a constant source of strength, reminding me that I'm not alone in this. Phase 4 is coping with the post-vape lifestyle withdrawal. Because as those days turn into weeks, you're going to find yourself confronted with the harsh reality of withdrawal symptoms. Irritability, anxiety, and headaches plague every waking moment, threatening to derail your progress. But refuse to let these obstacles defeat you. Instead, arm yourself with coping mechanisms, deep breathing exercises to calm those racing thoughts, mindfulness techniques to ground yourself in the present moment, and distractions to keep your mind occupied during moments of weakness. I know it sounds cliche, but getting outside and taking a walk will give you a nice little serotonin boost. But it is a constant struggle, because with each passing day, you will feel yourself growing stronger and more resilient in the face of adversity. Phase 5 is embracing a healthier lifestyle. Quitting vaping isn't just about breaking free from addiction, but it's about reclaiming control of your life and prioritizing your health and well-being. So embark on a journey of self-discovery, exploring new hobbies and interests that bring you joy and fulfillment. Rediscovering the simple pleasures of life is indulging in nourishing meals, connecting with nature, talking to loved ones on a deeper level. And with each passing day, you're going to feel more alive, more vibrant, more like the person you always wanted to be. Maybe you'll feel like you can take a deep breath again. Gosh, I remember the days going into hot yoga, basically huffing my vape before I went in there. And when I got in the car, the relief grabbing it and taking deep puffs. I never want to be that girl again. Phase 6, celebrating success. As those weeks turn into months, you're going to reach a significant milestone. You're officially vape-free. It's one of those occasions that just fills you with gratitude for how far you've come. It's exactly how I feel. And you're going to celebrate this achievement with me, my nearest and dearest, by reveling in the love and support that have carried you through these dark moments. But even as you bask in the glow of success, I know that the journey is far from over, because quitting vaping was just the beginning. But now, we remain vigilant, guarding against the temptation to relapse and staying true to the commitment you've made for yourself. What is it called? Those push presents you get when you have a baby and stuff. Give yourself a little quit present when you've made it 6 months or a year, or even just a month. You know, celebrate, reward yourself. And last but not least, pay it forward. As we reflect on our journey quitting vaping, feel that sense of responsibility to help others who may be struggling with addiction. I became an advocate for quitting vaping and sharing my story openly and honestly in the hopes of inspiring others to take that first step towards a healthier vape-free life. And I truly, truly, when I see someone vaping that I know near and dear, I try, without pushing too much, to offer a listening ear and a compassionate heart, whoever needs it. Because you never know what someone's going through, and it's good to let them know that they're not alone in their struggles. So as I look into the eyes of those who are just beginning their journey to quit vaping, I see a spark of hope flickering to life and a reminder that no matter how daunting the road ahead may seem, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel for those who dare to dream of a better tomorrow. So the road ahead, as we stand here on the precipice of a new chapter in life, we feel a profound sense of gratitude for the journey that has brought us to this moment. Quitting vaping has undoubtedly been one of the most challenging endeavors I'd ever taken, but it's also one of the most rewarding. I know the road ahead won't be easy. There will be obstacles to overcome, temptations to resist, and moments of doubt to navigate. But armed with the knowledge that we came to today, I know you can overcome this challenge and face the future with a renewed sense of optimism and determination. And so, let's take a deep breath, square our shoulders, and step boldly into the unknown, ready to embrace whatever adventures lie ahead in this beautiful journey we call life. I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye now. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week.
Bye, sluts.